It's time for the Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group, the show that helps teach you how to make the right moves with regard to investment planning, tax savings, and estate protection. Are you ready to better understand the financial chaos? Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, it's 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Great information on there. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter, and we're going to hopefully be posting some classes that we have coming up here very, very soon, probably in the next week or so. So I'll mention that when we do have those on the calendar. Look, we have a lot to get into today. You know, I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. That's my belief. I think we look at everything, and I hope I'm going to prove that point today. But I wanted to start out with a question. It was interesting. I read this white paper, and there was some discussions on this, and I thought this is a good question and a good approach to take to this stuff when we're looking at our retirement. The question is, how will you successfully navigate the financial transition? And what do I mean by that? What am I talking about? Well, this transition from working your entire life, in many cases, 40, 50 years, to retirement. So from working your entire adult life to retirement, that's this financial transition. How will you successfully navigate it? And so if you're within 5 years of retiring, or if you've been retired for less than 5 years, so let's say you're in your first 5 years of retirement, this is something you want to pay attention to. We call this, or this is the term that's been used, the dangerous decade, the 5 years before and the 5 years after. Why do we say that? Because there's a lot of financial decisions. And I'll tell you, a lot of the meetings I have, people come in, they say, you know what, I woke up and I was 62 years old, or man, I'm getting close to this point. So a lot of financial decisions in this critical 10-year period on both sides, right? And so we want to talk about how can we successfully navigate, maybe we call them trapdoors, financial curveballs. We want to share some ideas today, and that includes things like reducing your taxes in retirement, getting more of your Social Security benefits, creating an income plan, paying for the rising cost of healthcare, and then this component, the most critical, is how do you create a complete retirement plan, right? So these are things that we really need to get into. So when I talk about the dangerous decade, again, this is a 10-year period. Why is it important and what makes it so dangerous? Well, it's full of important decisions, right? Well, first of all, when are you going to retire? Have you picked a date? Have you spoken? If you're married, have that discussion. Where are you going to live? What about Social Security, the claiming strategies? I'm going to get into this whole Social Security stuff in a minute. Where to draw income? You know, what's your strategy? I get this question a lot. How do I create this income in retirement? We're going to talk about that in detail. Your investments, all of these things that come in, and in some cases, these are irrevocable decisions. You can't go back and change them. So it's pretty important that we want to make the right decisions that puts us in a better place down the road, okay? Let's start with one of these areas, which I just mentioned I want to get into, which is an irrevocable decision, your Social Security claiming strategies, right? Income, that component of your plan, arguably, and the studies have shown, people have the highest fear of outliving their assets. Makes sense, right? Forbes has a study, Allianz, you can go down the line. If you think about it, we're living longer than previous generations, right? I mean, would it feel to go without a paycheck for 25, 30, 40 years? And so we want to talk about this. And I would submit that feeling wealthy in retirement, it can come down to one thing, and that's having more income than expenses. So how do we do that? We'll talk a little bit about it, and then I want to make some offers here to get you this information, okay? So when we talk about income, and I want to be clear, income versus assets. It's not about growing a pile of money. It's not about getting to a number. I know that's great, and that's important. But there's no guarantee on a number, right? If it's based on the market, we've got taxes, we've got inflation. So let's talk about income. Social Security is an income, right? Because it comes in regardless of what you have, what's going on in the market. It comes in regardless of how the market performs, and it comes in regardless of what age you are. That's income. The same thing with, there's a couple other ideas I want to get into here today, but think about, imagine if you could have all the income, the paychecks are being replaced, because remember, wages go away, expenses don't, but the paychecks are being replaced and they come in for the rest of your life, okay? So when we talk about Social Security claiming strategies, I've had many discussions even this past week. You know, you can take it as early as 62. It defers by 8% per year. That's called a delayed retirement credit, and it continues to increase all the way up to age 70. At age 70, the 8% stops, right? And then there's a, what's called a full retirement age. You typically 67, between 66 and 67. Why are these ages important? Well, again, if you lock into a lower benefit, and by the way, the difference between I've seen between 62 and 70 is sometimes 80%. I've seen between age 65 and 70 a difference of 10,000, 12,000. You may have a benefit of 36,000, and then at 70, that benefit may be 45,000, 46,000. So keep in mind, when you make these decisions on Social Security, you can't go back and change it. And so a couple examples, I had someone the other day who called up and said, you know what, I'm thinking about delaying it till 70. If I delay it till 70, my spouse doesn't have that much of a work history, will they get half of my benefit? And so we had to explain, you know, there's a spousal benefit and there's a retirement benefit. And so keep in mind, if, you know, this is why we say start to get these numbers. And I'll offer this packet here in a second. But if you go to SSA.gov, if you have not done that, please go to SSA.gov, get your numbers, know what your income is, and you may be surprised, right? If your income is $40,000, as an example, your spouse would have an income at the same age of $20,000. That's $60,000 for the rest of your life. Now, if you defer till, you know, 70, let's say it goes from $40,000 up to $52,000, the spousal benefit does not increase. I just want you to be, it's capped at that age, your full retirement age. But the point is, if you wait for that higher benefit, keep in mind, you get that for the rest of your life. And then if you pass away, it goes to your spouse for the rest of their life. Okay? So this is, can you see why these claiming strategies are so critical? And again, they're irrevocable. So you really want to understand, you know, I've used the phrase before, and I've offered the book by Lawrence Kotlikoff. It's called Get What's Yours. It's a great book on Social Security. And he's quoted in there saying, right, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. And so we talk about longevity risk as well. These are some things, this is just one piece of your income plan. There's a lot more to get into here, but I just want you to be aware of the Social Security and the claiming strategies. We do a complete Social Security analysis. But let me start, I'll offer that to you, but I also want to offer this income planning packet. It's got the budget worksheet, and I'm going to come back to this a few more times, but it's got the budget worksheet as well as the income and budget worksheet. It's got the report on maximizing income in retirement, also the Social Security decision. So these are things to make. There's no perfect decision, but these will give you some good ideas. We will get that out to you. This is how you start to construct an income plan. You'll put the numbers in front of you. You'll see what your expenses are. You'll see what your income is. You'll start to design an income plan, and then you can start to put some things in place. So give us a call if you want that information. It's the income planning packet. 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855 to get the income plan packet. Or if you want us to run a Social Security analysis, we will do that. There's no cost or obligation. Coming up, I want to get into creating the income, but then how do we get more of it tax-free? We got a lot of great ideas. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Helping you protect, grow, and enjoy your wealth. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer. Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. Today, we're covering a lot of ground. By the way, if you want that information, I just offered the income planning packet. Again, it includes the ideas on creating income in retirement, income you cannot outlive. It also includes the worksheet, so you can, that's really the starting point. because I had someone in here just the other day. We talked. Great guy, done a great job. And I think they're going to be in a good spot. But he said, well, how do, I'm not really sure what I need in retirement. And this is the way to do it. You're not going to get to the penny. But I will tell you, if you fill these things out, the way we've designed this worksheet, too, is it's also space for things like what's your pension, what's your Social Security, what are you, what other sources of income. You can start to see where you stand, and it starts to provide some clarity to your planning. So that's why I offer these worksheets and the ideas. And so it has the Social Security decision in there as well, and then the overall report on in creating income and retirement. If you want that, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. And you can get started, you know. As I said, imagine if you could create all the income you needed in retirement. I made the comment before, and I'll stand by it. I think, you know, it's as simple as for people saying to feel good in retirement, to feel wealthy, having more income than expenses. All right. So this is why this is critical. And so how do you create the income? Look, you can take some income off dividends. You can take income off investments. But keep in mind, you know, there can be some risk to that. There is risk to that. Obviously, market risk is part of that, right? So if you'd retired in 2022 and the market dropped 18 to 20%, right? And imagine if it had dropped $1 million down to 800, and then you had to pull out 50,000, give the government 10, so you'd have 40. I'm sorry, there's taxes. We're going to talk about that coming up. Now you're 1 year out of retirement, you're potentially down to 750, okay, in that example. So we don't know. I'm not suggesting that's going to happen first year out of, but we just don't know these things. That's why I said if we can create income that is sustainable, guaranteed, and lifetime, that's a good piece of it. Right. And then you can have these other things. Social Security. I talked about the claiming strategies there. Understanding, you know, when you take it, you know, when your spouse takes it, trying to maximize the benefit. We do a complete analysis and a side by side on the claiming strategies. You know, just understanding the larger benefit stays for both your life. That's important. And then you can make a decision. Right. At least you look at the numbers instead of listening to just maybe someone's opinion. I had someone in here not too long ago in our office, I should say, who was in his 80s and said, you know, I locked in because I retired early and someone told me to. And I wish I wouldn't have because I've had this lower benefit the rest of my life. And by the way, you know, my spouse is not going to have a higher benefit either. So, again, really give some thought to these. That's why I said there's this dangerous decade when we start to making these decisions, the 5 years prior to retirement and then the 5 years after retirement. And these incomes, you know, the pension, I'll make a couple quick comments on some other ideas. Pension is similar to the Social Security in the sense that that's a lifetime benefit. I go through this all the time with many. When anyone comes in, I say, look, bring in your pension information. Let's sit down. So for those of you, again, that's why when I offered the worksheets, you start filling in the spots, right? You fill in all this information. Okay, Social Security, my spouse and I will have $75,000. Okay, I have a pension. That's $25,000. Pretty soon. Okay, now you're at $100,000 of income, right? And then you start filling in if you need more. You start looking at other ways to create income. Pensions, again, irrevocable. So please be careful. If you've taken a pension already, you can't go back and change it. I would say make one comment on this. If you have taken the pension already, please find out what the survivor benefit is. I come across this all too often where someone will come in and say, I think it's 50%. I think it's... Find out what it is. I've quoted that Nationwide paper that in roughly 50% of couples, one outlives the other by 10 years or more, right? So when you think about it, besides the market risk, longevity risk, well, what happens if a spouse passes away? We're going to get into some of these other protection pieces later, but, you know, Social Security drops. That's why I say try to maximize one of the benefits. A pension would be potentially be reduced or go away. What happens with the surviving spouse? So we need to, again, how are you incorporating this into your plan? That's part of protecting the income. The last thing I'll talk about, well, not the last, but one more thing I'll talk about on income is, and we've talked about these before, it's almost like creating your own private pension in a way. It's annuities, right? We get a lot of different responses from annuities. I'm not pro or con. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. That's most of what we do as a firm. I mean, from the standpoint of what we do as our business. But, you know, and we do complete planning, of course, estate planning, all of these things. But annuities can provide a guaranteed lifetime income. They've come a long way. And so you can use these in your planning. The income is guaranteed for life. Even if, unlike another account, if you go through the entire account, you will still continue to get the income. It can be a joint income, by the way. So if you predecease a spouse, they will continue to get the same amount on top of the higher Social Security and maybe a pension. You see how we're creating this income plan? And wouldn't that make you feel much better about, you know, how solid the plan is? That's why I said when I made that comment before about feeling wealthy in retirement, it's having income, more income than expenses. And so I know I've spent some time in this, but understand these options. Find out how they work. I should have mentioned this. In that income planning packet, I'll include a report I put together, a paper. It's called The Truth About Annuities. So you understand how they work, because there's a lot of opinions out there. You deserve to know how they work. So again, you can use these as part of your income plan. You can use IRA money, Roth money, after-tax money, and it's income that will come in for the rest of your life if you're married both of your lifetimes. And oh, by the way, if you don't go, you know, if there's still money left in the account, guess what? It goes to your children and grandchildren. That doesn't sound too bad. So there's benefits to think about. There's pros and cons to everything. But I'm focusing now on this, on creating income you can't outlive. And so understand having an income plan. In fact, I said I'd send that information out to you with the worksheets. You know, for those of you, I know everyone has a unique situation. Everybody's, you know, as far as, do you have a pension? What are your Social Security benefits? What's your spousal benefits? And so on. But if for those of you that really want to take a look at this right now, we can schedule a time if you want to come in. If you're serious about this, you want to take a look into this, you should give us a call. Because we do a complete income analysis. We test your plan based on your goals. You see where you are. Remember, you know, especially if you're in this dangerous decade, 5 years before or 5 years after retirement, and you've got a lot of decisions to make, we run the analysis. We do a Social Security analysis. We do a portfolio analysis. We'll do a complete retirement planning analysis. If you want to take advantage of this, give us a call if you want to schedule that complete retirement. I call it the Retirement Roadmap, 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. Coming up, I'm going to get into the other side of this, creating income, trying to get more of it tax-free. We're going to get into some ideas. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Independent, local, experienced. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to give us a call, you can get a hold of us. Any of the information that I've offered, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. 934-1855. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. You can send me a question, or if you want to even schedule a time to chat or come in, you can do that through the website. I mentioned we're going to probably, in the next week or so, I'm going to get some classes on the calendar. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. I would submit we are living in a new reality in many ways. But that's a great class. So I'm going to get that a couple of dates on the board here very soon. If there's anything specific you want to, let us know. I mean, as I said, we do everything here, you know, from estate planning to tax planning, investment planning, you know, asset protection, income planning. So if there's something specific, you know, in your situation, let us know. We'll customize the information for you. You know, I spent most of the time today, or pretty much all of it, on income planning. And I've been talking about this dangerous decade. What I mean by that is the term is used to talk about the 5 years prior to retirement and the 5 years after or into retirement, because a lot of decisions are made, critical decisions, and in many, you know, life-changing decisions that will be very impactful and some irrevocable, right? Whether it's, you know, when you're going to retire, certainly the date you're going to retire as you approach it. If you're married, when will your spouse retire? Will one continue to work? Where are you going to live? Your Social Security claiming strategies. What are your investments going to look like? We go down the line. If you have pension decisions to make. And all of this stuff has some big impacts on what you're, where you're going to be down the road. So it's daunting. And it's, you know, imagine, you know, you've been living all your, you know, working, I should say, 40 years or more. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I have people come in and say, I've been working since I was 15, maybe even earlier, you know, and all of a sudden here you are, you're 65, I've been working 50 years. It's crazy, but it's common, you know. I mean, that's just a big, big transition. And so you just want to, you know, the paychecks stop coming. That's why I spent time on the income. I think that's critical. But now let's kind of pivot into this other area. And again, this is the timing of it. You know, taxes, right? If you think about it, how you withdraw money can impact taxes. Taxes can play a bigger role now than ever in these generations. Look, up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. We talked about getting the maximum amount or trying to, the cumulative lifetime benefit. How do we get more of it tax-free? IRAs, every penny is taxable. 401ks, every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. And oh, by the way, I don't know what you think, and I don't know for sure, and nobody does. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act is this year and next year. That's it. If nothing changes, it is going back to higher tax rates. That was the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And keep in mind, our national debt is now over $34 trillion. And some would argue unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, over $100 trillion. So where do we think taxes are going to go? I don't know. But if we can get more money to tax-free, that's better. Look, we're in a significant – let me give you one example. And I've done this over the past couple weeks. It's surprising. I just had a meeting – a couple days ago, and even just before that, I'll tell you a couple of them. This is interesting. So the first one, I think, was on Roth IRA contributions. We are in a window right now up until April 15th. You can do Roth IRA contributions still for 2023. So if you're 50 or over, you can do $7,500 for 2023. If you're married, your spouse can do $7,500. I had someone in here who was retired, the spouse was working, only one spouse needs to be working. A non-working spouse can contribute. You can contribute at any age. You can contribute $7,500 each. That's $15,000 between the two of you, and that's for 2023. Well, we're in 2024. That's another $8,000. That's another $16,000 you can do. So that's $31,000 that you can do now that goes into an account that's tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required minimum distribution. It doesn't tax your Social Security, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So, you know, is that something we should think of? Remember this dangerous decade? Well, there's things that we can do now and to try to get us in a better position down the road. So think about it. You defer Social Security. It gets bigger as we, you know, 8% delayed retirement credit. Plus, don't forget cost of living. In addition to that, and now we're trying to get more of our money to tax-free or spend down our IRAs in between that. Now we hit 70, we turn on Social Security, we have a higher benefit for the rest of our life, and we're getting more of it tax-free, right? These are just so many ideas, and I have this report that it gets into seven ideas, seven strategies to tax-free, okay? Again, I can't get into all of them, but I just want you to understand that these are some ideas. I also will include, this is a terrific table, it's a tax reference and retirement table. I'll include that too if you want that. These are, again, you can sit down, you can look through some of these ideas, you can call me if you have questions on it. For those of you that really want to, again, I offer this because I know every situation is unique, just like a couple of people I just talked to you about that I met with. We did the contributions with one, we did the conversions with another. There's other ideas, HSAs, after-tax contributions. Again, we can't get into all of them. But if you want to schedule a time too or have us do a tax analysis, you can give us a call. We'll run the numbers for you. The goal is getting to tax-free. So give us a call, or we'll get the information out to you. 630 934-1855, 630-934-1855. Coming up, I want to talk maybe a little bit more about taxes and getting to tax-free, but also how do we protect all of these things? How do we protect the income? How do we protect our life savings? Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to give us a call, get any information that we've offered, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. If you want a question, you want to send me a question, you need any information, you know, you can sign up for our newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out. So, you know, all types of information. We want to be a resource for you. So, again, let us know if we can help you in any way. It's not uncommon for me to just chat with someone for 15 minutes on the phone if they have a question and we discuss ideas. So, again, if we can help you, let us know. We're here for you. I've been talking about this dangerous decade, this term or concept of, you know, 5 years before, the 5 years prior to retirement and the 5 years after, because this is when a lot of the decisions are being made. Decisions that are going to impact us in many cases, very significant ways down the road, irrevocable decisions, things that we lock into, whether it's our claiming strategies for Social Security or our pensions. We talk about where our investments are going to be, where we're going to live. Hey, that's part of it. All of these things that we have to consider. And so it's pretty critical, these areas. And so that's why we call it the dangerous decade. One of them, which I've talked about, the income strategies and income planning, which was the Social Security, the pensions, the annuities, creating income you cannot live. We've spent time on that already. And I offered that income planning packet. We've talked a little bit about the taxes. That's a whole other area of trying to minimize taxes. You know, Social Security, could you get it tax-free? Yeah, if all your money was in a Roth, you wouldn't pay, you get 100%. You get all your Social Security tax-free. I don't know if you're aware of that. That may be an extreme example, but it's been done. I have clients that are there. Okay? So we talk about creating income, but then trying to get more of it tax-free. Are you doing Roth IRA contributions, conversions? You can be doing 401k Roth if you have a 401k. You're still working. HSAs, health savings accounts, those are completely tax-free. Are we incorporating some of these ideas? I like to call it forward tax planning. So many things I believe that we can be doing. I did want to talk now about another piece of your plan, maybe not the most exciting. Some of it is the investing piece, but what about the healthcare piece, right? As we're going into retirement, this was an interesting article. I'll give you an example. This was in the Wall Street Journal this week, and it said, retiring before 65, question mark. And by the way, more people retired before 65. That actually, the median age is, I think, 63, somewhere around there. And by the way, this is called, this year's called Peak 65. I don't know if you saw that. This year, the baby boomer generation, I've heard the numbers 11, then I've heard 12,000. Either way, it's a lot. How about that? Between 11 and 12,000 people are turning 65 every day throughout this entire year. The numbers have been that high, close to that, not this high before. It was usually 10,000 or below. But think about it, every day, 10,000 people, 11,000 people today, 11,000 people tomorrow, 11,000 people the next day turning 65. You think that's going to put a strain on some of our systems, Medicare and Social Security? This is why when we talk about taxes and unfunded liabilities, we want to be aware of some of these things. But in this example, it's talking about healthcare, right? We want to consider some of these things, healthcare options. This one said, make sure you know your options. If you're leaving work 4 years before starting Medicare, it can drain $100,000 or more from your retirement savings. It says it pays to consider all the possibilities. So retiring before 65 is a reality for many Americans. This is this article. Health insurance for early retirees is often more costly than they think. For a couple, premiums coverages range from $1,700 to $2,200 a month, depending on where they live, their age, and their source of insurance. And besides premiums, there's deductibles, copays, prescriptions, coinsurance costs, potentially adding thousands of dollars more in extra costs. The upshot, leaving work just 4 years before Medicare at 65 can easily drain $100,000 or more from your retirement savings. So, are we considering healthcare costs in our planning? A, and that's why I offered the budget worksheets and the income. Are you incorporating, are you putting part of that expense, $2,000 a month for insurance or whatever that number is? We've got to account for it, right? And then what are our options? and will one spouse work? I come across this. It's pretty common. A spouse continues to work because they get coverage. So it provides coverage for both of them, and then until 65. So there's things that you can do, COBRA and other things. But again, the bottom line is, are you incorporating this into your planning, this expense? And then when we talk about health care, you know, as well, then there's the long-term care. This is why I want to talk about that protection piece of your plan. Are we protecting the income? Well, what happens if there's a long-term illness? Now, again, it's not about the risk. It's about the consequences. But there's been a study, this healthcare services data firm, says there's a 75% chance. This is a 65-year-old couple. 75%, one will require significant care. 25% chance that both. And, you know, Genworth has published this. MarketWatch has another on this nursing home. Costs anywhere from $93,000 to $105,000 a year. Again, you know, I don't know. We don't know these things. But are we accounting for these things? What are we doing to protect the pot? You know, if one spouse needs this care, what happens with the spouse or the healthier spouse over time? We talked about the other things where, you know, roughly 50% of couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years or more. What does your plan say? And so we talk about this protection piece. It's very common for people to come in, especially in this dangerous decade prior to 65 and after. They have term policies. They have life insurance. It's going away. Not suggesting you go buy. I'm insurance licensed, but that doesn't mean, you know, it depends on your situation. But keep in mind, maybe it makes sense to do this for your plan, right? Because a Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced, whatever. You could be in a higher tax bracket, right, because you're filing individually. Of course, not if you have a Roth, because that's still tax-free. You see the benefits here? And so this is some things are we accounting for these things in our plan? I mean, I know it's not pleasant discussion here, but we talk about that protection piece. These are the what ifs. What if a spouse passes away? What if there's a long-term illness, right? Disability is another aspect of it, you know, disability insurance. That's hopefully through your employer. But this is this protection piece. Liability is part of it, too, for business owners. You just have to be aware of that, too. These are these things that can really cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars over your lifetime. And so you just want to be careful. Now, I'll just make a couple quick comments here, and again, I'm more than happy to get you information on this, but this is something, I do a lot of this with clients because I want you to have the information so you can make a solid decision for you and understand it. Because again, a lot of noise out there. A lot of people say, well, you know, it's expensive. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, I think it's worthwhile to get the information, right? So just one quick comment about these. You know, there's life insurance. These companies have come a long way. They offer these products that not only will give you a death benefit, but you can use the death benefit during your lifetime if you have a long. So it gives you two benefits. So if you have a long-term illness, you need long-term care, which is defined in this industry as you can't perform two of six activities of daily living, right? You qualify. And so if you bought an insurance policy with a $500,000 death benefit, you can spend almost all of that death benefit to care if there's a need for it. And if you don't use it, or what you don't use goes to your spouse and children income tax free. So I'm just, these are ideas. As I said, I wanted to share some ideas as we get into this 5 years before, 5 years after, this dangerous decade. What are we doing to create income we can't outlive? What are we doing to protect that income, certainly from taxes, okay? Protect it from unforeseen events, unfortunately. What are we doing for that? And then the estate planning is part of it. Your investment certainly is part of it. You know, do you have a smart investment plan in addition to all these other things? This is what it means to have a complete plan. You know, that's why when I offer that retirement roadmap, that gets into all of these ideas. And then we've kind of gone down and drilled down into each one of these pieces a little bit more. So hopefully I'm giving you some ideas and some thought of saying, you know, I want to revisit my plan. I want to understand what I currently have in place. So I'm making the best decisions, or at least in making sure I have the information to make an informed decision. So I'm not down the road saying, man, there's probably some things I should have looked at a little deeper. So again, I've offered all this information. I'll send out anything that you, as far as the income planning packets, the tax planning strategies, getting to tax-free. But for those of you that really want to take a deep dive, again, you know, if this is something you want to look at, if this is something that you said, you know, I want to have someone, the second pair of eyes, look at this and maybe do some analysis and see where I stand and do the Social Security analysis, the portfolio analysis, creating an income plan, all of these things we talked about, and answer questions maybe you've had. You can walk out of here with a retirement plan, certainly, analysis, and you'll be in a position, I believe, to make informed decisions. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-934-1855. I call it your retirement roadmap, 630-934-1855. We can schedule a time. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time. Coming up, I'm going to talk about what it really means to have a complete retirement plan. That's the five pillars of your retirement planning. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Different by design. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, any information, you have questions, you want us to customize something for you, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Great information there. You can sign up for our newsletter and, you know, send us a question, schedule a time to talk. However, there are a lot of good resources there. We've covered what I call, we've drilled down into some of these areas so far. We've talked about income and what do we do? What does it mean to have income? We've talked about taxes. We've talked about asset protection, that piece about what happens in the event of some unforeseen of things that unfortunately can have some pretty severe consequences if there's a long-term illness. What about health care costs? Just separate from that, just standard health care costs throughout your lifetime. And then we didn't get into all of this, but I want to kind of take a step back, because you can talk about these areas and certainly specific ideas, but really, what does it mean to have a complete plan? I had a conversation the other day, they scheduled time to talk. So this is one where he didn't come into the office, but we talked on the phone for a while. I said, tell me about what your approach is. What do you do? What does it mean to have, a plan? And so I like to say we're different by design. And this is what I would say is almost the blueprint. I'll offer this in a little bit here, but the blueprint or the checklist, if you want to call it, for your plan. I try to simplify this. I think all too often this industry makes things too confusing, whether it's, we're looking at the, in my office, we see CNBC or Fox Business, you see the ticker, you see the thing on the side, you see the thing going across the bottom, and someone's in the middle talking. We have things at our fingertips. We have a lot of opinions. And so, it's more than just one thing, right? It's five pieces. That I like to say that's it, right? That's being complete. So let's go through those. And you can say, and if I ask you these questions, would you be able to answer it? The first one, of course, the kind of the foundation to your plan, and we've talked about this already, is having income you can't outlive, right? And so it's not about that pot of money. It's not about having $1 million. That's a great thing, by the way. If you have $1 million, that's a terrific thing. But, you have to keep in mind that's not a guaranteed income, right? I've given the examples, and we can look at every time, different times in history. If it just so happens you retire when the market's down and now you're pulling money from a trough, how's that going to work, right? In recent time, I mentioned 2022 earlier. In 2022, depending on which index you were looking at. The S&P was down 18% or more. NASDAQ was down over 30, depending on what you owned. And see, and if you had to pull money out when the market was down, now all of a sudden, you know, 1 year out from retirement, you're down 20, 25%. How would that make you feel? Now, if you had paychecks coming in every week, probably not as bad because, you know, you have the money to sustain your lifestyle. I sometimes call it to turn the lights on money, maybe more than that. I like to say, create an income plan that creates all the income you need and then some. So we talked about Social Security claiming strategies, right? That's a decision that that you have to, you know, you want to make. Go to SSA.gov. I offered the worksheets. The second thing is your pensions. Understand those. And then, of course, you can take a look at annuities. These are all sources of income that, A, come in the rest of your life, come in regardless of the market, and come in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. You know the old saying, income's more important than savings because savings can run out. What if you had a continuous income? That's the first piece of it. The second piece, of course, is, and then again, can I check the box? Now we move on, right? I've had people come in here who have two pensions and two Social Securities, and looks like they have all the income they need, but I'm going to get into some other points here too, which is where we help. We can help them. And so there's the income. Now let's go on to the second piece. What about taxes? What are you doing to get more of your income tax-free? Right? I mentioned that, you know, pensions, 100% taxable. Social Security, up to 85% of your benefit is taxable at whatever tax rate you're in. So if you have a $60,000 benefit between you and your spouse, you say, yep, that's my benefit. Well, hold on a minute, right? If $12,000 is, I have to turn around and give to my partner, the government, right? My benefit's not $60,000, it's $48,000. Because up to $50,000 of your Social Security, that's 85%, can be taxable. Up to $50,000 of that $60,000 has to be added in that column in this example, right? All the way over to the right on your 1040, add it up. That's going in your taxable income. And if you're in a 20% tax, 22%, and if tax rates go up, it's going to be worse. You know, 20% of that is $10,000. Guess what? You got, that's your haircut. Give it to the government. So how do we get more of this stuff tax-free? Your IRAs, if you need to, if you need $50,000 net, you may have to pull out $62,000 just to net $50,000, right? There's your partner again. So you hear me get a little animated, and I get this a lot. Boy, Tom, you talk about taxes. Well, they're pretty important. You know, this generation can impact you quite a bit. And so we don't know where tax rates. We have a $34 trillion debt. That's what they tell us. Probably over $100 trillion. I've heard $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Social Security, Medicare. We have the peak 65, right? We talked about that. 12,000 people, 11,000 people turning 65 every day, right? This is going to go on for this year, and it's really going to continue through 2029. This is the baby boomer generation. How's that going to affect the system? So when I talk about doing Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, I gave examples earlier about, I've been doing this all the past few weeks, right? We are in this window where we can do 2023 and 2024. Let's do it. And then let's look at doing Roth 401ks through our employer. We can do all three of those. Roth IRA contribution, Roth 401k contribution, Roth conversion. You can do all three. You have till April 15th to contribute to your HSA, your health savings account. Are you doing it? Let's get to tax-free. The third thing is your investments. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job, all right? But you need to have an investment plan. You need to get organized. That's why I offer these worksheets, and I offer the organized asset organizers and the budget worksheets. You get all this. If you fill these works out, if that's one thing we accomplish this weekend, you'll have your complete financial snapshot in front of you. You'll know what your assets are, your net worth, what's in tax-free, what's in tax-deferred, what's life insurance, what's your, you know, you'll know these things, right? And now you can start to make decisions. The investment piece, again, all too often, I had someone this week, again, this happens all the time. The husband had five accounts, five separate IRAs and 401k, maybe even six. They are now in one. He has one IRA at Fidelity now. That's it. And so this is why I talk about getting organized. You have portability between these accounts. Because if you're not looking at a 401k, old 401k, another account, you're probably not monitoring and you're not, you know, you're not doing the best, have the investment plan. You may have more risk than you. So we need to understand what's going on in this market, right? You know, we don't know if rates are going to go up. We keep leaning on whether the Fed's going to do. I don't know. They've already signaled that March they're probably going to stay flat. We don't know again. They didn't raise in January, right? But we've seen the 10-year bounce up and down. It was up to 5%. Now it's down to 4. You know, that's going to impact your fixed piece of your business, your portfolio. Should you just get a 5% money market or a CD that doesn't bounce up and down? Maybe that's part of your fixed. So I'm just saying, understand what your investments are, and then what do you own from the standpoint of individual stocks, right? We've seen these Magnificent Seven. You know, I happen to think a lot of them are still really good stocks to hold long term. But what if you own them in your Roth? You know, the NASDAQ goes up over 40. So now we couple the investment plan with the tax plan, right? I met, told you I met with that gentleman who had, he put $10,000 in Tesla many years ago. It was over $100,000 and said to me, I wish I would have put it in the Roth. So now we can put growth in our Roth, the lower stuff in our – so there's a number of decisions with the investment planning. And then the fourth piece, so I've talked about creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes. Are you doing these things? Third, what does your investment plan say? What does it make sense for you? Are you nearing retirement? Do you have too much risk? The fourth thing is asset protection. Do you have, what happens if a spouse passes away? I gave the example again, the nationwide study, roughly 50%, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years. Potentially higher tax bracket, loss of income. What are we doing? And then just the healthcare costs, is it $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month? Are you on Medicare yet? And these are decisions. We talk about this dangerous decade. A lot of decisions to be made. You know, what about your life insurance coverage? You know, we sometimes say, oh, we don't need it as we get older. Maybe, but is it something you should look at? And then finally, having an estate and legacy plan. We do estate planning in-house. We have an attorney that does all that. That is being complete. So let's think about that. If you say I have income I can't outlive, I've tried to get there. Not, I'm not saying you're going to get, there's no perfect plan, but I'm giving you this blueprint. I think it's a blueprint. These are the five pieces, the five pillars to your plan, okay? So this is what we talk about. You can use this somewhat as a roadmap. Again, you may not be able to get everything in place. So I'll offer that with all the other, with the information I've talked about. If you want that retirement roadmap with the worksheets, with the organizers, I'm telling you, if you go through this process, because it is a process, it's like building a car, building a house, building a retirement plan. And so I just wanted to take a step back to kind of cover the big picture without getting into every single piece of it, you know, all the detail. And I've covered a number of these things already, but just from a standpoint, because every situation is unique, just think of your retirement plan as five pieces. That's it. Now, there might be some other incidental things you want to talk about. But if you start there, man, I think you're in a good spot. And I think this is what I mean about being complete. Because I can throw anything at you. You'll say, yep, I got income. Yeah, I'm doing things to get to lower taxes. Yeah, I'm protecting it. And oh, by the way, I have the right documents in place to control my estate, powers of attorney, trust, right? This is all good stuff. So if you want this information, I'll get it out to you. But better yet, for those of you, again, that are serious, because everybody's situation is unique, and this will be unique to you, customized to you. If you want help with this, you should call us. Because there's, you know, we'll sit down, we'll do a deep dive. You will walk out of here. I can't tell you how often people will say, I get it. This makes sense. We'll talk about Social Security claiming strategies. We'll do the analysis. We'll do an income plan. If you want, I like to say, throw everything in a box and come on in. And we'll go through it. You'll walk out of here with a plan. I believe you'll walk out at a minimum with some ideas that are going to make a difference. And hopefully a lower stress level. So if you want to take advantage of the complete retirement planning, retirement roadmap, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. As always, we'll be back next week, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 560 The Answer. As always, everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, Salem Media of Illinois, LLC, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and fixed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois. The Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group. For more information on anything you heard on today's show, call 630-934-1855 or visit alphawealthgroup.com.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.